Father, in Jesus' name, again to come boldly to you in that great love wherewith we are loved, we say thank you so much. Lord, you love each and every life here so much today that you gave your only Son, you gave your only begotten, you gave the Lamb so freely, so wonderfully, so joyfully. Hallelujah. And oh, how he took that joy and he embraced it. And the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Oh, the joy on the way to the cross. The joy as he hung upon the cross. The joy as he became sin for us who knew no sin. Oh, hallelujah for the joy unspeakable and full of glory. Lord, that's a love that needs to penetrate us. Oh, like never before. God, more and more and more and more. Help us to just groan and rejoice. Oh, and give thanks richly to how great a love wherewith we are loved. And Lord, let us go into it today. Lord, continue to shed it abroad in our hearts. God, help us not to stop or draw back. Help us to press on through this, Lord God, knowing that you are pleased, knowing that your love is magnified. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the thanks. Oh, and let us see more of the beauty of you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Thanking the Lord. Let's open our Bibles. Go to John chapter 15. And I believe the Lord has placed upon my heart, if he tarry, a series in this thought that we will launch out in today. And always love the Lord, however he brings something. But when he settles you down in such joy and rich grace in his truth, it's a marvelous time. But in John chapter 15 and verse 9, how wonderful it says to us, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Praise God. Oh my, maybe it just stunned you. We'll try it one more time. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Isn't that just awesome to think that there is no dissimulation, there is no hypocrisy of love, even in the Godhead? It's the same love. It can't be any other love. It's the love of God. And the love of God to the Son and the Son to us, it's all the same. It's the same divine agape, incredible, overcoming, always fervent, all-powerful love of God. And he tells us so sweetly here, continue not just in love, because man doesn't have love. Man calls it love. Man calls it whatever they want to call it. It's feeling. It can seem to have strength or power or whatever, but there be no power but of God and from him. That's it. And the all-powerful love of God is in one place, and that is in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That is why he says so sweetly, so specifically, you continue in my love, my love. Now, I don't want to see a show of hands here, but as the Lord brought this to me, I was thinking, you know, my goodness, and I get it every single week. Oh, people asking, what is my purpose? What is my calling? And I'll tell you, these churches today have hooked people with that. Try to keep them busy. Say, oh, here's your gift. Here's what this is about. No, let me tell you something. Always look to the Word of God. Look to the Word of God. And I'm telling you, I thank the Lord how the Lord has encouraged us. We so often point out to answer that question. 1 Timothy 2:4, the Lord says, I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. Praise God, how encouraging. How about where it says in 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20? It says, we are not our own. So you gave that up when you took the blood of Jesus. You're not your own. You're bought, praise God, with a price. You can fill that in. You're bought with the precious blood of Jesus. You're bought with the very love of God. You are his. And so much evidence and encouragement of who we are and how God has transformed us in that. But what we have here today in this precious verse, brothers and sisters, is a word. And I'll tell you, the all-powerful word. But he puts a word in the all-powerful word oftentimes. And that word here that we're looking at today is the thought that I believe that comes about in the Word of God. It starts here in John, and then it goes through Paul's epistles. And it's an all-powerful word. It's a power-packed word. It's an assuring word. It assures us of who we are and our purpose in life. And that word that we read today is continue. Continue. Now, I want you to know this. Continue does not just mean stay in it. Continue doesn't mean just remain in it. Continue doesn't just mean keep continuing in it. But listen to this. This is what this word continue means. It means to remain as what you are. Did you hear that? Remain as what you are and not to become another. And I'll remind you of Galatians 2:20, brothers and sisters. It took care of everything for every life here today. When you took Jesus as Savior, you died. You died. Done. Nevertheless, we live. But it's not I anymore, and it's not you. It's Christ that liveth in me. And the life that we now live in the flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. Praise the Lord. Christ liveth in you. Christ liveth in me. And I thank God, as he says now, you continue, you remain as what you are, and don't try, because it's a lie, to become another. Amen. All right, now. Now, brothers and sisters, we got to face this. People don't want to face this. They want to run from it. You say, why do you want to run from something so glorious? It's just who we are. We're ornery. We've just still gotten this flesh capsule, and we're weak. We understand that. And oftentimes when we don't feed on the Word of God, we get weak real fast, don't we? Yeah, the tempter's tempting. We know that. But he's got to be allowed to be tempted, to tempt us. We know that. God has to, again, lift up the hedge, tap that dummy devil on the shoulder and said, here, have you noticed my servant? I've got a purpose. Oh, and this Satan's doing this. Oh, I'm going to get at him. Oh, no, God's got a plan. In Christ, you know you can't stand against the enemy. I know that too, but I know one thing, the all-powerful word, he's already finished. He's already done. The Lord's foot's already on his neck. Praise be to God. Know that. Know it. And that's who fights for you. But we've got to embrace this absolute truth that Christ lives in us. This miracle, this supernatural event for what it is. And I was thinking how sweetly the Lord brought me back again to Abraham. How much the Lord continues drawing my heart back to Abraham as he's bringing me along in the Word of God. And I'm talking about when God called Abraham out of the idol shop. See, Abraham wasn't a good man. He wasn't following God. He had no thought of God. But God sure had a thought for him, just like you. You, matter of fact, you've captivated God's thoughts. Did you know that? He just dotes on you. Praise the Lord, because of Christ in you. Praise God, because he saw us in Christ. Hallelujah. Yes, he saw us in ages past, but he saw us in Christ. Amen? See, he can't look upon you as you because he would just be looking at some sinful thing. But he sure loves, praise God, his children, because all he sees is his son. It's the same life. Hallelujah. Now, when God called old Abraham, Abraham by faith went. He did. He just went. There was something new that changed in Abraham's life, wasn't it? Amen. It was called faith. It was called the calling of God. Abraham didn't know anything about this life. Abraham had never lived that life. But Abraham praised God by faith. He went, and he didn't know where he was going. He was a stranger where he was going. It was strange to him what he was going in. But by faith, he went. Now, God has also, praise the Lord, made us, hallelujah, made us something that is completely different than what we were. Amen? Think about this now. I want you to stay with it. He took you from death to life. He took you from an outcast to a son. He took you from a life that was completely void of any faith. Do you understand that? That a sinner has no faith. A sinner cannot have faith because you have to have Jesus Christ in your life to have faith. But he took you from a life of no faith to a life that only lives by one thing, faith, only one way, faith. Every breath, every move, everything that we are is, praise God, by faith. Now, again, get this. But he still left you in this flesh. He still left you in this weak thing that questions, that's attacked, that if it's not fed constantly, it gets weak. Amen. If it's not meditating on this truth and it starts to get distracted, it'll believe any lie that's out there. That's why Christians, absolutely ones that any Christian is, praise the Lord, they've died with Christ, they've been raised with him, they're seated together with him. It's never changed. It's the seed that remaineth, but yet they become other godless religions. All the ones that you could think of. I don't need to sit here and name them. I don't need to give them any acknowledgement. As wicked could be. But when you don't feed on the things of God and saturate yourself in the things of God, let me tell you something, you're not strong enough. Matter of fact, you don't have any strength. Matter of fact, you don't have any faith but of the life that lives in you. But praise be to God, as it tells us right here, to continue to remain in what you are. Christ's in you. Get confident in that. Start understanding the absolute reality of the truth in that. That you do not live by sight. You do not live by feeling. I know when we give our hearts to God and even when we get filled with the Holy Ghost and we've run in the truth for some time and we fail, we get so disappointed with us. Yes, that's called a repentant heart. But let it be repentant, give it to the throne of grace and rise up. Don't let people try to keep you down. And plus, you're not fighting against people. It's not flesh and blood. It's spiritual wickedness. It's just the enemy that wants to keep you in a defeated state. That wants to keep you in a state, well, I can't. Well, that's great. Realize you can't. And now, praise God, let God, because he can. That's how beautiful this is. This is this working power that's always for you. God's not, again, he doesn't have the list and say, well, he did this. Well, I'll give him that. Wait a second. All he's looking at is his son. And that's what he sees when he sees you. And he adores that. And he just wants you to be his son. I got kids. That's all I want them to do is enjoy my household. Enjoy this life. Enjoy all the things. Praise the Lord that God has brought through my life that I want to give to my kids. How much more so our Heavenly Father? I've got it all. I've given it all to you. You're blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. You couldn't earn a thing. Just yield to it. Just be thankful. All I want is your thankfulness and praise. And as you start to become thankful and praise him, as you start to feed your life this precious word, this faith grows in your life. You become confident in it. You begin to understand who you are. Just like Abraham as he walked out. He didn't walk out further and he got weaker. He walked out further. He got stronger. He walked further from what his knowledge was and further from what his convenience was, further from what the comfortable place was. And praise be to God, that's when he would get stronger and stronger and stronger. Whenever you return back to Egypt and to Moab and all of those different things, that's why you get weak. Anytime you return to, well, that's my comfort zone. God is never going to grow you up in your comfort zone. It will never happen. He's going to place you in the discomfort zone. He's going to place you in the place where the thorns are tight. It's a narrow way. It will squeeze you. Did I get an amen? See, I just, I'm going to preach you the truth. And by God's grace, I pray that they'll draw nigh. But I know that there'll be many too that draw away. Wait a second. I didn't, raise my hand and say, I'll go for that. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, it was a moment of weakness when I said that. Oh, yes, it was. And there's one thing about the memory of God in the things of God. Now, he's forgotten your sin. Absolutely, he can't even remember. Matter of fact, you haven't. It says, he who born of God cannot sin, neither can he sin. All of that wonderful stuff. But when you make moves towards the things of God, he never forgets that. When you say things to him like, oh, I love you. Oh, I want the truth. I've come for your words. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that sweet? But see, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, see. And when Jesus gets in your heart, you can't help but say stuff like that. Lord, I do love you. Lord, I do want to go. I may not felt like it yesterday. I might not feel like it tomorrow. But right now, praise be to God, and this is what it's about, I'll go. Hallelujah. So we thank him for these things. But see, brothers and sisters, it's so wonderful. See, God, again, has called us out to go and to walk in that newness of life. Amen? Because we're new. Everything's been made new. All those old things, they're past. Everything is new. And faith is just like this complete continuing experience. It really is. Because it's all new. You didn't know anything about faith and about believing the depths of God. That's why as you go on with God, really go on with God, it's always something new. There's more light upon light. You don't just sit in there, well, I know the truth. If you say that, I'll tell you one thing. I definitely know you don't know the truth. You're not rejoicing in the truth. And the knowledge the Lord is talking about isn't this knowledge. It's the intimate knowledge. And really, we'll bring it right down. It's the intimacy of a husband and a wife. Go look it up in the Greek. Go look what he's getting at here. The father wants a wife for his son. Praise God. This is the ultimate. This is why we live in this church age. This is why, praise God, he sent the Holy Ghost. Yes, that all-powerful moment of Pentecost where it said that he's been with you and he shall be in you. Yes, in the Old Testament, the Holy Ghost came upon. And yes, they used the words filled, but not in the intent. Not in the intent. And not was the power given yet that they could grow and be guided into all truth. So don't be confused with that. That was the moment it all poured forth. And then, praise God, he had that chosen vessel. Like we rejoiced last week, wasn't it wonderful how he chose Paul? He didn't go choosing one of his disciples to say, okay, well, we'll get a disciple because, you know, they'd been with Jesus. So they knew him for 3.5 years. So, you know, they were there. They saw these things. So we'll get the ones that have the best witness. No. He chose the most wicked one. Oh, yes, he did. See, Paul said, I, the chief of sinners. He was number one. Praise God. Now, it wasn't just if the chief of sinners could be saved, but this was the chief of sinners that, praise God, received the heights of the glory of the gospel of Christ. The chief of sinner received the message, praise God, that the Lord wants me, the chief of sinners, to be his wife. Hallelujah, the message of the bride. So see, there isn't anybody that can get in front of the chief. Maybe you're second. But you couldn't get in front of the chief. So you see what the Lord's telling you here in his beauty and in his grace. This is for you. Don't care how wicked you are, how wicked you were, what you think you are, what you think you've done. My all-powerful word does not return void unto me. Praise God. Praise God. Be happy in this, brothers and sisters. Really. Let the love of God make you ecstatic. Quit looking at your life and the things that you think you don't have, the things that are wrong, the things you've missed, the things you've passed by, the thing you've blown. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. You have got it all because you got Jesus. And you got it all because I'm telling you, Jesus is pouring forth the gospel. And again, the gospel of the glory. The gospel that if you'll just take the grace of God, let me tell you something, you will descend from heaven having his glory. Oh, yes. Oh, hallelujah. But you see, brothers and sisters, getting back to this, he gives us detail of our life and commands us. He really is. This is a command in his love. He's saying continue in love. This is where we'll begin in this journey. Continue. Remain as what you are in love. You are love. This is what he's telling you. You are love because of Jesus. Yes, you are. We'll get to this. You'll say, well, man, you should have seen me at 8:30 this morning. There was nothing about love about me. But I don't care what lie you might have been sharing with somebody at 8:30 in the morning or how ugly you may have been last night. But if you're a child of God, praise the Lord, you are love because of Christ in you. Now, because that he has called us to say remain who we are, and we know that this is love, he wants us to grow in love. Now see, God is love. Amen? God is love. And are you born of God? Amen, you are. So you are born of God, and if God is love, you are born of love. I can connect that. That's not a stretch. That's just what it is. In 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear." Do you know that? God did not give you the spirit of fear. So if you have fear in anything today, that's a lie, because that's not the spirit that God gave you. But he has given you the spirit of power. That's the Holy Ghost. And here we go right in the middle of that. And he's given you the spirit of love. You have the spirit of love. And praise God, you've got the spirit of power. You got the spirit of love. And let me tell you something. You're living power and love. You're going to have this. You got the spirit of a sound mind. Amen? And I do. And it proves it. When the love of Jesus is consuming you, in those moments, and I pray, God, they're expanded moments in our life, is there any more time that you have a sound mind? No, because you don't have a sound mind unless you yield to that you truly do have the spirit of love. Amen. It's true. Because love defeats it all. The love of Christ in our lives defeats every single foe. And I thank God for this, brothers and sisters. It is wondrous how God does this. And that is the evidence of the yielded saints, brothers and sisters. That is the evidence of true worshipers in Christ, is the love that is shed abroad in a heart. It's a geyser that's coming out. You can't help but love everybody. It changes your life. People I did not want to speak to, that I'm not talking about necessarily. I thank God in the meeting the Lord would encourage my heart, such a love would be in this place. But I'm talking about outside of this place, that the love of God is in this place, in this temple. That it gives you opportunity to visit with people and to show them the love of God. It's not beating somebody over the head with the Bible. That's not it. It's the love of God just being a pistol that's coming out of your heart. And people know and say, man, that is a changed life. What is up with that? That's the love of Christ. And praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I thank him for these things. See, there's meetings that are drying up. There are. There's the love of many that's waxing cold. But God help us to fight against that. We should only be growing more fervent in love. And I thank the Lord for the testimony in this place and how evident the love of God is. Praise the Lord. It's sweet. That's the sweetness. That they knew that they were Christians because they loved one another. They didn't know they were Christians because they wore a t-shirt. They didn't know they were Christians because they put a bumper sticker. I mean, I'm not saying that's all, whatever. I want to go by the word of God. They knew they were Christians because they loved one another. Wasn't that they just tolerated or they just gathered on Sundays. They loved one another. They loved Christ in one another. They loved what the truth would do in one another. See, that's the fervent love in this place. And you want to go into it more and more. You want everyone to grow up in the truth. Truth in love. Spirit in truth. That's the evidence of love. The evidence of love is the insatiable appetite to hear the word of God. And to be amongst the saints in hearing the word of God. And watching the word of God transform lives. Not judging, but watching. And the expectation, praise the Lord. Sister told me today, such a hurt in the family. And it's so common. It's in my family and yours as well, too, with our children. You'd want them to turn. You want them to turn now. And you know that it's better for them to go after God now. But God's still faithful even if you don't go after God now. But don't waste that time. Don't. But you stand back and you watch the faithfulness of God. You lay those children up on the altar. You commit them to God. They cannot get away from it. They will not get away from it. It's the all-powerful word of God. It's just what it is. God is all patience. We don't have any patience. We need the patience of the Lord. But I'll tell you what, when you pray fervently. You pray expecting. You pray, you know that there's nothing hard for God, that he can turn it in a moment. In a moment's time, you don't have to see it all play out the way that you thought, because it will never happen, and it will never be so glorious. That's the beautiful thing about God. I watched him do something in my household this week. It was so evident of what was going to be, but the way God did it, he brought it through wound and hurt and all of these different things, and God does that every time. Listen, look to the word of God. It's served up, yes it is, but it's served up by faith. You'll never see it but for the Word of God. You'll never see it but the outcome. That's why, again, God, He does. It's a precious journey, but we don't get caught in the journey. We seek the continuing city. We shoot for the mark, for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He wants to set and lay our expectations, all of our affections on the things above. I understand I got to live through this life, but I don't set my affections and go, whoa, I got to think about this. What would Jesus do? I couldn't even take a step like that. It's faith. It's faith. I'm confident in my Lord that He'll lead me right. I'm confident in my Lord. He'll bring the words that are supposed to come out of these lips. He's God. He's God. He really is God. We don't need to plan. You don't. You live. You live the abundance of this beautiful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's Christ in you. Oh, and I do, I ask you to pray for me. Lord, I want to take more steps out. I don't know what's going to happen. Oh, brother, you're getting more excited in the Lord. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. More faith, more confidence, more joy. And there will be more sorrow with that. But He'll give me joy in the sorrow. Oh, He will. He'll give me songs in the night because that's my God. So I just praise Him with you today and how overcoming and all powerful this love is. And brothers and sisters, see, we come in here and we receive the love from Him and we give the love back to Him. And praise God, I receive love from you, and praise God, it comes back. See, there's no hypocrisy in the love of God. That's why we started out today as the Father loves the Son. That same love the Son loves us with. Continue therein, sons. Sons. Continue in my love. Just be who you are. What I've made you. What my life is in you. Amen. Just grow in that. It has to be fed. I understand that. Don't you can never get away from that. You'll grow weak without the Word of God. You'll grow weak without getting on your knees and praising God. I thank God that you pray for your food, but you need to pray for a lot more than that. You need to become a worshiper. Worshiping Him, praising Him, thanking Him for His love for you. Yes. If that's not even in your heart at this time, thank God He's dealing with you. But be ravished. Be ravished by it. I mean, He's delivering dozens of roses every moment to your door. It's the truth. He's there with candy and wrappers and all that. Do you think you could give Him something back? All He wants is love. Continue, continue, continue. See, brothers and sisters, why would I ever have a reason to want to distance myself or be cold to a saint that's sincerely wanting the truth? Listen to that. Well, let me tell you something. There would never be if I'm remaining in love. If I really am a Philadelphia saint, I continue in brotherly love. How can we say we love Jesus whom we haven't seen? Get it. Get it. You could know all mysteries. But if I don't have this love, if I don't love my brother whom I see, I don't have first love in my life. I'm not afraid to preach that to you. I'm bold in the Lord because I need that preached to me. Don't go through this and having all of this glory and miss some pieces of it. You'll never miss it in love. You'll never miss it when you're tender. You'll never miss it when the fallow ground is broken up. You'll never miss it when you're humble before the Lord. Because He'll give all the grace for all of those needs. All of that indifference, all of that hesitation. But you can't harbor that back. You can't say, well, I've been hurt so bad, or I don't trust, or I don't want this anymore. It doesn't work that way. Uh-uh. We're talking about the mark. We're talking about the high calling of God. We're talking about the prize. We're talking about Jesus. Oh, my. See, oftentimes, brothers and sisters, we judge people by just one event in their life. One event. And that person is labeled forever. And I'm going to tell you something, that's not the love of God. And you know, even if that heart hasn't repented yet, love a brother to help that heart to be repentant. Don't shun them. Don't. Bible says, ye that are spiritual, restore such a one. And you don't restore to, well, we'll tolerate you. We'll restore you to sit in the back of the church. No. Restore them to, we've got a feast waiting for you. Restore them that there's the coat and the ring and a kiss. Restore them by pointing them to the grace of God. And say, oh honey, this is my rejoicing too. We're a body. We're a body. Yeah, and it's, yeah, we're tightly fit and compact. We're little joints in the body, but we're a body. God help us see this. I've been so encouraged as we wrap this up with Romans 16. I really have. Paul magnifying ones that really love the truth. Paul magnifying lovely ones. And I'll tell you about those lovely ones, and I appreciated sweet brother coming to me so excited about something God just really impressed upon his heart. And brothers and sisters, we need this impressed upon our hearts every single moment with every single saint. People that really know the love of God, really listen to this. People that really know the love of God know they are indebted to love. You're indebted to love. Romans 13:8 tells you, owe no man nothing but to love one another. Amen. We need more love. We could never love enough. And I'm going to tell you, every life in this church, I owe you. I owe you love. I love you. But I owe you more. Because of Jesus in you. It's because of Jesus. You're sons of God. Hallelujah. I owe you, by God's grace, I owe that life that lives in you to love you more. And oh, what a treasure. Oh, what inheritance it gives to the Father. People always ask me, they say, oh, brother, what can I do for God? Love. Love. Increase in it, grow in it, know it. Hallelujah. But I am going to tell you again, and we kind of touched on this earlier on before the sermon started. It will only happen when the Holy Ghost gets a hold of your life. Only. See, the Holy Ghost again is the one that takes the things of Christ. He makes them yours. He takes the love of God and he sheds it abroad. He makes it like a geyser. It will surprise you. When you really yield to God, it will shock you. And it will continue to shock you. And others that have known you for a long time. Because you will do things that you were never capable of because you weren't capable until that fullness of the love of God came into your life. You get filled with the Holy Ghost, and you need to be filled, absolutely. But then you stay full of the Holy Ghost. Sometimes our follow-through is so lacking. We love experiences. We love to see the acts of God. No, you want to know the ways of God. And the way of God is one way. It's full. It's overflowing. It's all powerful. Expectation moment by moment. Jesus, what you going to do now? See, speaking in tongues is a wonderful thing. Necessary thing for the evidence of the infilling of the Holy Ghost. But being filled. Listen to me. Being filled is not the evidence of yielding to God. It's not. Being full of the Holy Ghost is the evidence of yielding to God. Amen. What you want. He's putting it all out there, isn't he? He gets you kind of squirming in those seats, doesn't he? He loves you. He wants you. Because fullness of the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, it'll bring one thing. It'll bring full and abounding love, and it will bring it always, and it will be to everybody. Amen. 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 Let's bow our heads.
Beloved, my children, are you wounded? I am the God that healeth thee.
Yeah.
Are you needy? I am the God that loves you. If I gave you my son, how will I not with him freely give you all things?
Oh, thank you. Lord, thank you that you've given it in the life of your son in us. Christ liveth in me. Oh, God, help us to sing that as we go this way today. And Lord, turn that into Christ in you, the hope of glory. We give you the praise in all things forever and always. In the name of Jesus, amen.